Yeah, it's the ethical spot. As long as it's ethical, it can be slutty. Fuck it.
Yeah, right? Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Ethical Slut Podcast. Here in LA, Los Angeles, I am here with formerly Miss Honey, now Joy Haha, and Mr. Damien Black.
You already know.
And so we're smoking a J, and it's legal.
Yes, it is.
In our Airbnb, where's this go to? Oh, I passed it. So we're smoking some weed. So this is the ethical slot. So let's talk about sex. Derek has a highly suckable dick, and I've never really been into blowjobs before. I've been trying to like work myself up into becoming a better blowjob giver. Uh-huh. I don't have any trouble because Derek is just like, his dick is magnetic, and other women have testified to this.
It's a weird, consistent fucking compliment I've gotten.
I don't know why.
Obviously, you know, I'm ethical myself, so like it's actually not my place to like determine whether or not my dick is suckable.
It's an excellent size. It's probably a good compliment. I didn't ask for that shit. I didn't pay for the compliment. I just got it. It's like an ideal 7.5 inches. I think that's part of it, which is, you know, like a really good
it's big and not small, but it's great. You're not like a giant, because then I couldn't really like get it in on your dick, you know. Like, I couldn't really like have fun. And it's
fair enough, we're having fun, you feel good, I feel good, fuck it, we're rolling. You keep it all clean down there, and you have an aesthetically pleasing dick.
Thank you, it's a lovely color, hygiene, you heard that shit, good hygiene, it's important, and it's mad easy.
And you don't shave your body. You've got lots of body hair, but it's lovely.
Yeah.
You've got your beautiful balls. So you're very suckable and fuckable. You do. I was checking them out before. We were talking about color, and I actually literally was thinking, like, look at the way the color is hitting Derek's balls. The particular way that the skin folds means that it's very high in pigment of the color of brown.
I got the cool brown pigment. I got like the good shade, like sequoia.
Like a bit, but it's like, when the it's a lovely shade of brown.
Next time we want the color name, okay?
Which crayon do we buy? To draw my dick.
Oh God! I'm trying to resist going down to terrible places in trope wise. I feel the tropes. All the tropes are calling.
I'm having enough to talk about some fetishes. We've already said I had a magnificent dick. That's true. It's very suckable, uncannily.
Like, what is the deal? Like, I mean, yeah, I can appreciate, like, you know, but why so many women have been so, like, down on your, like, not down, like, down for your dick. And me myself, just surprised, down for your dick. What is it about your dick that makes so many women down for it? I've been trying to unravel the mystery, actually.
What have you felt about this?
Well, like I said, it's the size, it's the steady, the smell is nice, it's all natural, it's like a human musk. But like a particular kind of like range of pheromones that's unique to you, but I couldn't put it in a, say it was like this or that. It just smells like you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just which is nice because I hate all that, like when people pour deodorants over their bodies and then you end up like that should be mad weird,
you wanna get freaky, like you lick her armpits and it's like that's Dove.
My flatmate, my flatmate, former yeah. flatmate, his girlfriend wore so much perfume muffins? That I would smell like, she wore so much perfume that if I gave her a hug, I would smell like her for the rest of the day because all of her wow. perfume would just come
I have
off
a cousin
me.
That's like that. Oh. And like, she smells nice, but it's a lot and I smell like her. And she's got me in trouble with girlfriends and shit. It's like, no, that's my cousin. I was just in the Bronx. Like, no, she just wears this perfume. No, it's, ah, damn it. There's no lipstick okay. on my collar.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, like, I'm just,
I'm not having sex with her. Relax.
You need
it's those relationships where I found out like that the people have the trick where like they smell their man's dick to see if you've been fucking.
Oh really?
Yeah, like
oh, I never heard.
Yeah, like they smell what? It to see if it smells like they've been getting head or if they've been getting pussy or some shit or if they've been doing anal or some shit. Like yeah, like
oh my god.
Like I've heard stories where like the person would be demanding like.
Oh.
I've heard males and females be demanding, like, no, I'm smelling your dick. No, no, you came back home. No, 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 no. Drop it. I don't trust you.
How rude.
Right? And I'm like, hey, man, personally, I'm like, if you're in that position, you might as well just leave. Like, yeah. if you're pressing a significant other that hard about cheating, you're thugging. Yeah. Like, you're bullying them now. Like, that's not comfortable.
That's abusive.
Facts, like, that's mad aggressive.
Yeah.
Let me smell it.
Yeah, if you're having those kinds of doubts, walk away. Walk away.
Hours.
Block yourself from them. But yeah,
you're in charge of being celibate because we're monogamous and it's a bad.
At the moment, monogamous, 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 monogamous,
monogamous. I own your body.
You guys fighting about each other.
No, I just don't like just my like my personal sexuality and lifestyle and shit. I can agree with owning the heart, you know what I mean? And just agreeing to keep the heart protected.
Yeah.
I don't agree that you own somebody's body. Like, as long as we safe and respectful, like, I should be able to be relaxed and be attracted to other people. And same vice versa. Like, my significant other should be able to be relaxed and be able to be attracted to other people. Like, just be safe. I'm not going to bring you nothing home nothing crazy. No. Don't bring me nothing home nothing crazy. And we still get to hug and love each other, right? We like, fuck it, we good.
Yeah.
Right.
My needs is met. I need hugs and I need occasional sex because I'm disgusting.
Yo, let me tell you, I feel the same way because if I do it every day, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, right? Like, sometimes you just want to, like, yeah, let's hug. No, don't touch me like that. Just like, you know.
No, but then there's days where you like, go crazy. Yeah, it just depends. But
well, we've been going pretty crazy just because, like, you know, after a year and a half of like of being trying to like
yeah,
phone
doing
sex
shit over
and
the
stuff.
Phone is great,
oh,
but
man.
Not perfect.
No, no, and so like. So, like, meeting we've just been, like, going at it. Like, Energizer Bunnies. Yeah. Oh, you guys don't get that reference. Probably do
no,
you?
We do.
Oh,
we
you know, oh, much, you got that, yeah.
Yeah.
You got that ad as well.
Keeps going and going
and
going
and going.
And going.
Going. Yeah. We've had to, fixed the bed a few times.
Oh, nah, yeah, because they got
they put a blanket down.
They got those fancy slats and shit. So, like, if we shake it too much side to side, I'm like, press the frame, it'll slide out and shit. But, you know, I'm handy, you know what I mean? I got this frame, so she's, you know,
he's
she can adjust
such a man.
Oh. Thank you. You know, I lift the mattress and hook it up real quick, fix the bed, you know what I mean? We do the thing, you know what I mean? Get that good, you know what I mean? Mature, masculine energy up in this bitch, you know what I mean? You already know. Yeah. I make sure me and my baby can sleep safe. You know, it's my responsibility to hook us up. You know what I mean? She let us know we need to stay safe. She direct me, I implement it. You know what I mean? You lift things up, you put them down, and then you can get a nice little cuddle and shit. You know what I mean?
He gets a nice little cuddle now.
You know what I mean?
Good. There we go.
I mean, it is the Ethical Slut Podcast, so I can be honest about
cuddle all right.
Desiring some quid sex pro. Quo. Quid sex quo.
Quid sex tips for every one of you.
Word.
If you need them, call Lulu. Or any of us.
Word. Such as, just a tip is a lie. That means you're having sex.
Yeah.
There's no halfway putting in it.
Yeah.
It's all just a game in the end.
Are we really happy? with these lonesome games we play?
If you're not having sex in rounds, you're disrespectful.
Looking for words to say.
You can have a nap with your significant other between orgasms. Reaching, that's totally fine.
But not finding understanding anyway.
It's okay to be in lust and love.
Yeah. We're that's not lost a in a masquerade.
Those are words that she sung.
Both afraid to say we're just too far away.
Too far away. That's what just happened.
From being close together from the start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, she's loving on you.
Tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way.
She's loving on
you. We're lost inside these lonesome games we play.
Yeah.
You should see them. They're so cute.
Yeah, we're like painfully adorable. I'm getting loved on, and I like
that,
it.
That is a good thing.
And I'm singing a heartbreak song right? as
That's
well.
That's a good thing, everybody. You should be appreciating love at first sight. I have front row tickets, bitches. It doesn't really exist these days.
Word.
Well,
you can see that we're comfortable and relaxed with each other. Yeah.
Well,
it's
if I was gonna serenade you, I'd go how glad a million laddies from millionaires to caddies would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell.
Yes,
and
I
it was yes, swell. Yes, it was.
Yeah,
you're like, my big and raven handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never ever know.
I'll probably tell you at some point.
It's not that you're attractive, but oh, how my heart grew active when you came into view.
Oh, that happened? Oh, that's lit.
I have got a crush on you.
She's got a
sweetie
crush on me.
Pie.
That's hilarious because we're in a relationship.
Oh, the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall.
Word.
With so much emotion.
Oh, that's crazy. It felt
good.
Right?
You could. Right. Yes, it did. Yeah. Could you care? For a cottage in a beach, Venice somewhere, not Venice, Long Beach. We could share with a guy named Chris, who's a stoner.
He's pretty cool, he's a cool guy. Probably 25 or 35.
The world will pardon my mush.
Cause
I got a crush. My baby, on you.
Yay, I want a kiss.
Yes, give her a baby.
You've been listening to The Ethical Slut.
This is Derek and Miss Honey Joy. That's me.
Hey.